Thankful that we have a new week and we are right here in his presence. How many love him? Let's bow down and send out for the prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, yes, we want to be like you. And we want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have given us a new day and a new week, Lord. And Father, here we are, having traveled from our various homes far and near. And Lord, we've come to sit at your feet, O God. Oh, to begin the week right in your presence, Lord. Because that's the only thing that, Lord, we see, that, Lord, we can do. And we thank you the Lord, we felt the church bells ringing in our hearts this morning. We say thank you, Lord Jesus. And Father, as we come with all humility and obedience to sit at your feet, O God. And Lord, we want to hear a word that, Lord, will really change us from glory to glory. So, Lord, we want to commit all the Sunday schools this morning to your hands, our children upstairs, and we also here this morning. Father, once again, we say thank you as we take your word. Bless your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. As we are standing, we still turn to our studies in the book of Hebrew, and we shall still read the first two verses. We can stay on these two verses all year through. Amen. Let's hear the word of God. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners speak in time past unto the fathers by the prophet, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. As we sit now, Lord, prepare us for the day, waiting for your word of God to come. So bless us now, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? God, Richie, bless you. Amen. I'm trying to see if we could be fast today. So straight away, I want to read something from the message book Hebrews. The prophet said, now, the whole first chapter is exalting Jesus, as the book of Hebrews. So the first chapter is exalting Jesus and separating him from being a prophet or any law, and so forth. And then showing who Jesus is. Now the prophet drew our attention, said, now look at what we've just read. He said the first word started with what? God. Amen. The first word started with what? God. He said, who at sundry times? Then he explained the sundry. He said, which means that way back. As way back, sundry times, as way back, as back time. Amen. And in diverse manners. I think last week we saw the slide on how God spoke to these prophets in diverse manners. Some by the word through the burning bush, some through whirlwind, some through a still small voice. Through that, he spoke to the prophets. He spoke to the fathers through the prophets. Amen. So we all know Moses in the burning bush. We all know the prophet Ezekiel. God spoke to him through what, the whirlwind. And we know Elijah. God spoke to him through what, the still small voice. So diverse manners, God spoke to the fathers through the prophets. Amen. The prophet went on. Now see that how he had to give his message through his prophets. See, you see how he gave his message through the prophets. Praise the Lord. Then the prophet said, now listen close here. So let's listen close. He said, the prophets of the old day were the spirit of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And when I read that, I will look for a scripture to confirm that. Amen. Because if you want to be a Bible or a believer, when you take the message, because the message is the Bible. So whatever the prophet said, is something in the Bible. And so we can look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. The prophet said, the prophets of the old day were the spirit of Jesus Christ. So in 2 Peter here, he said, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man, but holy men of God speak as they were what? Moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. So it shows that said the prophets of the old day were the spirit of Jesus Christ. And then the prophet gave a number of what? Examples. He started with what? Moses. Amen. He said, now, notice, let's take the spirit of God that was in Moses. He said, perfectly. He foreshadowed what? The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, Moses, we all know, as our precious brother during the last Friday Bible studies said, Moses was born, what, a proper child. He was born a goodly child. And we all know, just as Moses was born, he has to be hid. Because at that time, there was what? A child persecution. Amen. The same thing with Jesus also. During as he was born, there was that same time of what? Child persecution. Amen. Amen. So the prophet went on to say, Moses was a leader. He was a lawgiver. He was an intercessor. He was a priest. He said everything that he was foreshadowed what? Christ. Amen. Then he said, look at Joseph. Joseph loved of his father, hated of his brethren. The same with Jesus Christ, because there is a scripture to that. Amen. John 1:11. He said, but as many as he came unto his own, and his own what? Received him not. Praise the Lord. Loved by the Father, but what? Hated by his own brethren. Jesus also, what? He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Praise the Lord. That shows the spirit of what? God in what? Joseph. Again, he went on to say, Joseph was sold for 20 pieces of silver. And Jesus was sold for what? 30 pieces of silver. Praise the Lord. He said, there were two condemned in the same prison with Joseph, a butler and a butcher. Two. And then Jesus also, there were what? Two convicts. One on each side of Jesus at the cross. And the strange thing is that, or the same issue is that in each case, one was saved and the other was condemned. Amen. So the Spirit of God was in the prophets. Amen. He went on again. Both of them, Joseph and Jesus, both came out from their sufferings to sit at the right hand of power. Amen. And then he said, Joseph leaves the throne and started out. Men went before him screaming and blowing trumpets saying, bow the knee, Joseph is coming. And when Jesus comes, a trumpet shall sound, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. Amen. Same. And then he went on to say that when Joseph died, he left a memorial to them which were waiting for deliverance. Praise the Lord. And that was what? His bones in a casket. Joseph had told his people, don't you bury me here, for someday God is going to what? Visit you. You see. So when you go out there, you have to take my bones. So they kept Joseph's what? Bones in a casket. And it became a memorial to what? To the Hebrews. Because anytime they see the casket, they remember what their prophet Joseph had what? Said to them. Amen. That one of these days, we will be going out from here. God is going to visit us. It was a memorial to them. It gave them encouragement. It gave them the strength to go under that strenuous what? Treatment that they were under, the Pharaoh of that time. The same thing also, Jesus left a memorial, and that was what? An empty tomb. Today, we have an empty tomb. Amen. Which tells us that he is alive, and he promised that he will be coming back again. So Jesus also left what? A memorial unto us. Someday, my brother, my sister, we are going out here. The prophet said, we are going home. He's coming. Everything was typed. The empty tomb, a memorial. See, is that no matter how this world will eat up our body, I know my Redeemer liveth. In a new body, I will stand with him on the other shore. Amen. Both left a memorial. Praise the Lord. Then he picked on David. Oh, he said, look at David. Rejected of his own people. Dethroned by his own people. Being a king of Jerusalem, was drove out of Jerusalem by his own people. And he went up Mount Olive. And he looked back and wept, a rejected king. Same with Jesus. The prophet said, 800 years from then, the son of David, the king of Jerusalem, sat on a hill, the same Mount Olive, and looked over Jerusalem and wept. Praise the Lord. A rejected king. So he said, that was the spirit of Christ in David. All foreshadowed the cross. Those prophets back there spoke in his name. They lived in his name. And they acted in his name. Amen. So brethren, from these few prophets or characters that we have gone through now, truly shows the spirit of God was in them. The image of God was in them. And the life of what Jesus Christ was in them. So we are still on our verse 1. So God in sundry times spoke to the fathers through the prophets, but in this last day, through his son. Amen. As we are on verse 2 now, isn't it? This last day, through what? His son. That's to you and me. So the prophet said, in that day, he spoke by what? The prophets. But this day, through what? His son. That was the word of the prophet there. This is the word of the Son today. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. In other words, They were looking at the shadow, the negative. Give us the, I think, the fourth slide. In other words, they were looking at what? The shadow as the negative. And you might make what? A mistake. Praise the Lord. You might make a mistake. But this is developed. This is what? Developed. This is what? Negative. Praise the Lord. And is it what? That was by the prophet. And this is by what? His son. That was by negative. This is a positive. Amen. You see it? There isn't a chance to lose. It is a positive thing. This day through his son. Oh, how wonderful. Amen. Amen. They were looking at it this way. Praise the Lord. Amen. But this is how we are looking at it. Amen. The same word. The same Jesus. We are coming on that. So, you see, there isn't a chance to lose. It's a positive thing. This day through his son, oh, how wonderful. See, we have the spirit of Christ after it became what? Human flesh and dwelt amongst us. We come here by what? The Holy Ghost, which is far better plan. Amen. My brother is talking, see, two people now, the old time believers, and this time, particularly the end time believers. Amen. So the old timers, looking at this negative, oh, my brother, if they could be so strong in faith, unflinching faith, unshakable faith, even at the face of what? Death. In the face of what? Difficulties, dangers. They still held on to that. This one, what they have been what? Seeing. Praise the Lord. They never hesitated when it comes to what? A challenge that they had to denounce even the name of Jesus Christ. They never hesitated. Rather, they will face death than to what? To denounce the name of Jesus Christ. See. So we must greatly appreciate these our precious old-time what? Amen. Believers. Amen. Now, let's turn to Hebrews 13, Hebrews 11, the same Hebrews. So almost all the references that we are looking at, they are still from that same book of Hebrews. Hebrews 11, it said, verse 13. It said, these all died in faith. Looking at the negative, they died what? In faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, they were persuaded. My, praise the Lord. Having seen them afar off, they were what? Persuaded of them, looking at the negative, and embraced them. Amen. And confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth here. Praise the Lord. My brother, it's a challenge to us. Because we have seen it what? Very clear. This is developed. The picture is what? Clear. Amen. Verse 14. For they that say such things, see, declare plainly that they seek a country.
Data declare this. Data stands strong, firm, even looking at the negative. And nothing what shaked them. They declare what? Plainly, that they seek for a country. That this is no place. This is not our place. They have a place to go. Amen. Amen. Verse 15. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had the opportunity, what? To have returned. They never looked back. Let us not look back where we are. Let's go forward. Press on towards the mark. Not looking back. If they have conceded, look at Abraham. I believe Eli one time described our father Abraham was living. It looked so good as if Brother Eli was there. Amen. He made it very hard for someone to abandon such a place and go and live in the desert, in tents. Oh my. And if they have been, Abraham had been mindful of where he had come from, someone so rich. And now look at him. There was every opportunity for him to do what? To have gone back. Amen. But he stayed on, holding on to the faith. Praise the Lord. So, such people now, looking at such people, the prophet asked, what will we do when we stand in the presence of those men? What will we do when we stand in the presence of those men who wandered in goatskin and sheepskin, no place to lay their heads, wandering about in the desert? What will we do? My brother, where the prophet was quoting, let's read the full text. That's Hebrews, the same Hebrew. Verse 11, chapter 11, 37. Let's read it fully, quickly, because we have just a few minutes. I want to finish this. Now, they were stoned. They were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. If the world, you are worthy to the world, my brother, my sister, watch it. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and in caves of the earth. 39. And this all, having obtained a good report, obtained a good report from a ministration that was written and engraved in what? In stones. From a ministration. Praise the Lord. That was written and engraved in stones. That was theirs. And they were able to obtain a good report through faith. And they received not even the promise. But look at verse 40. God, you and me, having provided some better things. That's the ministration through what? Through the Spirit. And we know that what? That ministration, it gives us what? Life. The other one, the letter what? Killeth. Yes. Amen. The letter killeth. But the ministration of what? The Spirit, it giveth what? Life. That's what the scripture says. Amen. Then, that's where our challenge is. Verse 40. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. That's why the prophet was asking, what we will do when we stand in the presence of those men. My brother, my sister, the prophet said they looked through the cross. They looked onto the cross. We looked through the cross. That's the difference. Amen. They saw the negative. We have seen that they developed. The picture was what? Clear. Amen. My brother, they were standing afar off. But we are now at the spot of the scene. And so give account. He and ourselves giving account. That's what much is what demanded from us, my brother, my sister. Because without us, they would not be made perfect. And the same Hebrew 12. Give us what? Our exhortation. 12, 1 and 2. Hebrews, the same Hebrew. Say, wherefore? Wherefore? Seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and sin which doeth easily besets us. And let us what? Run the race, let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Amen. Looking unto what? Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. When we look, what do we see? Jesus looked and saw a joy that was set before him. Joy like as you are seated, my brother and sister. He saw us like this. Oh, what a joy. For that reason, I will endure the cross. And when we also look, what do we see? My brother, when you look, what do you see? My sister, when you look, what do you see? Let's bow down. Our dear Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you, God. Lord, yes, you have given us enough, sufficient, Lord, to be able, Lord, to change, Lord, our very image. So, Lord, we can say that as we openly beholding your face, even like in the glass of God. Let us be changed into your image from glory to glory, Lord. Because, Lord, one of these days we know we hold our precious old-time believers' hands. And with your image in us, Lord Jesus, they will be found also worthy. We thank you. We bless you. Committing, Lord, the rest of our activities this morning, Lord, into your hands. As Father, yes, we want to prepare our hearts for your word, so we want to praise you, want to give you the glory, Lord, so we commit the song leader and the musicians, Lord, into your hands now. As Lord, they lead the church, O God, to lift us up onto another plane, O Lord. Father, bless them, O God. And Lord, we commit your servant into your hands now. The Lord, as he's still waiting, looking on to you, Father, you know us individually, our needs, Lord, spiritually and physically. Lord, let it come to us through your word, God, that will take us through the week and beyond. We thank you. We give all glory to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 God richly bless you.